everyone for coming along. Is everyone right to go? Cameras are ready.
Tim, having back start 5:57 on day one and just letting an opportunity slip, does it make this defeat harder as well?
Yeah, I think so. It's bitterly disappointing, no doubt. We had some momentum from the first test. Started really well here, and then from 5:57 it went a bit pear-shaped, to be honest, from all over the field. So it's hard to swallow. I'd love to go back to that lunch break, come back out and start again, but yeah, we just weren't up to it, weren't able to sustain it for long enough. It's disappointing. As I said before, we came here to win this series, and we sort of did okay in the first test and showed at least some fight and showed the style and brand of cricket that we wanted to play in that second innings, and then to come out and do that this test, it's kind of like taking one step forward and then two steps back. So it's really frustrating.
Tim, what's the biggest issue?
I'm sure it's probably a mixture of all three. There's no doubt this has been happening for too long for the Australian cricket team, not just our test team, but probably domestically. There's a lot of collapses throughout our batting group. And I think, a lot of it can be technical. Some guys will be mental, and other guys will be, as you said, tactical, or your plans not being right for certain bowlers. So there's no shying away from the fact that we've got a hell of a lot of work to do with on our batting, and that's this team, and it's throughout the whole country.
You talk about just there about plans for particular bowlers, one bowler, I guess, stood out probably for the rest of the series. You guys had a lot of them preparing for spin in the series.
Yeah.
Did you miss a trick in preparation for the series?
No, I don't think so. I think guys knew what they were going to get with Mohammed Abbas. He hasn't changed. All the footage we've seen from him, he bowls pretty much the same day in, day out. So there's no doubt he's highly skilled, and he doesn't miss the spot too much. And again, I think it's just guys that are testing our defence at the moment for long enough, whether that's spin or medium pace or quick bowlers, are getting rewards. And I think teams around the world probably recognising that and knowing that if they can just keep at us, these collapses are happening. So when you give them a bit of a sniff of that, they're always in the game and they always feel like they're not far away. So great Australian teams of the past have been completely the opposite of that. It's hard to get players out and then the next guy comes in and it starts all over again. So we know as a batting group and as a team we're certainly a long way off the finished product, and we've got some work to do. No, not at all. I thought our fast bowlers tried their absolute guts out. They bowled pretty well at times. I think our bowlers throughout this series were okay. Obviously, the first innings they got a big score, but that wicket was, very nice to bat on, particularly on day one and two. So certainly can't fault our bowlers' efforts. It's pretty hard to come out and bowl when you sit down for 30 overs and then you have to go back out in these conditions and do it again. So That's what it's about. You want to get bowlers tired. That's when you want to be batting in Test cricket, and they were able to get our bowlers tired. We haven't been able to get theirs tired at all. So I think we bowled nearly every day of this Test match. So it's a pretty hard ask for your bowlers to keep fronting up day in, day out when your batters just aren't getting the job done.
Right.
Yeah, Tim, what was the most disappointing thing about the series, or more positively, where would you like to see the most improvement?
Well, in our batting, and I don't think we've hidden away from that for some time now. We keep having these collapses and we keep talking about it. As I said, I thought the fight we showed in the second innings of the first test was outstanding, and I thought the guys applied themselves really well and actually showed themselves and people around the world that when we do play our best, we are up to it. But it's just at the moment there's a really big gap between our best and our worst, and we need to become more consistent.
Sean Marsh has obviously struggled a bit at Test level lately.
Yeah.
What's
Yeah, I'm not totally sure of his mindset. I'm not inside his head, so I'm sure, like the rest of us, he's disappointed. He would like to score more runs, like the rest of us. But you know, we get to go home now. There's, I think, four rounds of Shield cricket for all of us to go back and hopefully score a lot of runs and put our names up for the next test.
Just on the home test and the batting lineup, do you get the sense that there are a lot of slots open for the first test in Adelaide?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We haven't spoken about that. Well, clearly, it'd be a pretty exciting time to be a batsman around Shield cricket at the moment. If you're scoring hundreds, there's no doubt about that. There's opportunity for everyone, and you know, the batting group that are here are also a part of that. So,
Tim, general perception before this series, Yasser Shah, they just saw Australian batting lineup, but Mohammad Abbas took 70
cricket. Yeah, as I said, Mohammad Abbas is a world class bowler. We've known that. We've seen footage of him. As I said, he challenged our defence and was too good for us. But probably also helped that he had Yasser. He probably didn't get the wickets, but Yasser bowled just as well. And over here, we one of the things our bowlers talked about was building pressure from both ends, and I think that's what they did really well together. And when Sarfraz used them together, there was a lot of pressure at both ends. And when you can create that pressure, mistakes happen, and that's what they did really well.
Dan, Tim, maybe take a step back from the here and now. Over the time that you've been in the Australian system, have you felt that things at Shield level have changed in terms of, I guess, that repeatability of skill to bat for long periods of time and be able to keep out bowlers who are doing a bit of what Mohammad Abbas was doing?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I mean, I don't know what the stats are, but they don't lie, so it'd be interesting to have a look at. But, yeah, certainly within our test team, we're not scoring the hundreds that test teams should be scoring and past Australian teams have. So it's something that the guys are working so hard at doing, and we're seeing small glimpses of it at times, but it's just being able to, as I said, repeat that and bat for a long time and put bowling attacks back under pressure, and we haven't been able to do it.
I think you've got the same error pitch earlier in the game. I think your first innings average across this year from the start of South Africa is about 230.
Yeah.
You know, how do you, obviously everyone knows that that's probably not good enough to win test matches.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can do mentally, technically, to right that ship?
Yeah, there's a lot. And as I said to the question before, it's probably all three of those things. Some guys will have different issues than other guys, but it's about finding what works for you, and being able to be strong enough mentally to stick to it when we're under pressure in Test cricket. Because everyone that's played in this Test team, we know is a very good player when they're playing well. We've just got to be able to take it out onto a Test match arena when guys like Yasser and Mohammad are coming at us, and have belief in your plan that if you get through them for an hour or so, then they get tired and you start to get bad balls. And as I said, at the moment, we have not been able to get through those challenging periods. I think so, but yeah, I'm not totally sure. I know he'll go back to Australia and see a specialist, but yeah, I mean, fingers crossed that it could be a 4 to 6 week injury. It might be more, I'm not totally sure, but clearly we'll be trying to do everything we can to get him up. He was a shining light in this tour, wasn't he? So he had some question marks over his ability in these conditions, and I thought the way he played in the first test was outstanding, and yeah, we hope that he doesn't miss too much time because he's in such a good place with his batting.
Great. Tim, the first test match went for 5 days, a lot of debutants in the team. I mean, is this part of learning as well to be able to back that up again? Do you think that played a part in sort of a couple of the collapses not being refreshed, or just how difficult Test cricket can be?
Yeah, I think so. I think you've just got to be able to front up day in, day out. And you'd have to ask each person individually how they felt, or if they were a bit tired, whether it be mentally or physically. But you know, that is Test cricket. It's very hard. There's no easy runs to be scored. There's no easy wickets to be taken. So, except for the odd run out that you get gifted occasionally, but yeah, we are aware of that, and it's one of the things we're also addressing is the ability just to keep backing up and coming back. And again, You look back through the Australian, the great Australian cricket teams, that's what they were better at everyone else. They fronted up day in, day out, and competed. And at the moment, like I said, our best is right there, but there's just a huge drop-off when we're not quite on that game.
Tim, now that the series is over, in the hindsight, do you believe that this is the best squad or the 11th that you played? And if you can just add, there are two sets of their players, like the debutants, three debutants,
yeah.
And Shane, Finch, and Travis Head. So if you would like to just comment on that.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt we think we picked the best squad, yes.
And then there were some guys who were picked more on seniority or because they were there. Sean Marsh Brothers, Siddle, he was quarterback, and Strong. So if you would like to just comment on their output and overall squad composition in the hindsight.
Yeah, like I said, I think we picked the best squad we thought was available for this tour. And we haven't played as well as we would have liked, so hindsight is sort of irrelevant, really. We picked what we picked. We thought we would get the job done, and we didn't play as well as we would like in this test match. So that's how it is.
Last question, Mike. What's the plan for you, I guess, ahead of that first test on December 6th? Do you want to play one day as your own captain?
I'll have that discussion, I reckon, in the next day or two, and we'll go from there.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,